Hello, everybody. Welcome to the STAR Coalition. I'm very excited today to speak for a few moments with Greg Hanch. He's the executive director of NAMI Texas. I know, obviously, there's a lot going on in the world right now, but could you tell us maybe a little bit about what's happening within the world of advocacy, mostly during this really unprecedented time?
Yeah, absolutely, Luke, and thank you for having me on to have this important conversation with you. I can say, you know, for the mental health advocacy community, this is a profoundly disruptive time. It's an extremely challenging time, but there are some positives that are emerging. The pandemic is causing us to think carefully about how we're delivering our services and what kind of messages we're putting out into the world. So sometimes a disruption can have some positives stemming from it. With that said, you know, overall, this is an extremely challenging and difficult situation for the advocacy community and the people that we serve within our organization, which is NAMI Texas. Just to give some examples, you know, advocacy work is largely done in many cases in person. So there was a whole slate of hearings that were scheduled at the Texas State Capitol this fall. Several of those hearings were going to have a mental health focus. We had been invited to give testimony at one of the hearings where they were going to be taking testimony on the mental health workforce challenges in our state. That hearing was canceled, as were all the other hearings. So we've kind of been limited in our ability to deliver important messages to policymakers and to interface with them directly. So we've kind of had to adapt to that and do more online and telephonic outreach to legislative offices. And, you know, I think we're still getting our message out there through those mechanisms, but it's just not the same as the opportunity to you know, look someone directly in the eye and make an emotional and fact-based appeal for mental health reform. So it's a new thing for us, but we're adjusting. We're doing a lot more on social media. We're doing a lot more in terms of doing outreach to people through video messages and YouTube. The traditional media has been reaching out to us, you know, very regularly to ask for our statements on the mental health impact of COVID-19. So, you know, there is still a lot of advocacy work that's happening, despite the fact that in-person advocacy, which has kind of been our bread and butter, has really dried up over the last month and a half. Our membership has individually experienced a lot of struggles. You know, I think we're starting to see that mental health and mental health challenges are kind of the norm during a time like this. You know, usually you see, you know, one in five people are affected by mental health conditions, you know, in a given year. People who have never experienced any symptoms of mental illness before in their lifetimes are now starting to often, you know, show signs of anxiety, show, you know, loneliness, depression stemming from loneliness. So our membership and also the broader population of Texans has experienced a greater need for care and for services. We've because of this increased demand, we've seen an increased call volume by roughly 300%. And we've adjusted by moving as many of our programs and services online as possible. We now have online support groups, and we're just about to launch an online mental health education class for family members. So those are things that probably should have been done a long time ago, and COVID-19 came along and added a new layer of urgency to us making those changes to our service delivery. One other thing that I'll point out specifically is that, you know, the ability to do advocacy work, to do this important work on behalf of, you know, vulnerable populations in our state, That ability is heavily dependent upon the resources to engage in that work. And we're just about to enter Mental Health Awareness Month, which is the month of May. And that's a big time for the mental health advocacy community. You know, a lot of organizations are having big events. They're having fundraisers. Many of the NAMI walks, which draw, you know, hundreds of more, I should say thousands of people from around the state to lend their voice to mental health awareness. You know, those types of events can't happen in person anymore. So, you know, to the extent possible, they're moving to a virtual format. But I think what we're hearing is that, you know, the sponsorships that those events tend to bring in are not as available as they are under normal circumstances. Some sponsors are pulling back. And, you know, that means a considerable revenue loss to affiliates, NAMI affiliates around the state, which means less staffing, which means less services. So there's a big worry, you know, down the road, the revenue impact of COVID-19 is going to be a major disruption to the availability of services in our state. And there are some patchworks that are out there through federal legislation that are sort of helping to us to, you know, stem that the concerns about revenue. Where, you know, we applied for the Paycheck Protection Program. Some of our affiliates have as well. That's a short-term bridge that will help us keep our staff on the payroll and keep, you know, facilitating services. But it's not a long-term fix to what we're seeing in terms of the big economic downturn in Texas and across the country, which will, you know, we anticipate is going to cause a considerable negative impact to our revenue through individual donations, through sponsorships, and through grants. So we are very concerned, and I think this is something that a lot of advocacy organizations would say. We're concerned that this is going to have a devastating impact to our ability to deliver mental health education, support, and advocacy. And I thank you for asking about the impact of the advocacy community, because it's something that I think can often go overlooked, but you know, that is obviously, you know, very important to the vulnerable people that we serve in this advocacy community.
Absolutely. Yeah, and what a predicament, right? You have a lot of affiliates from, I guess, really national, state, and down to local affiliates who are seeing an increase in the volume of calls and concerns and needing of resources, yet how difficult it must be with that increased volume of responsibility to still be struggling with being able to raise money and keep operations moving as normal. So I hope that those who are listening to this particular call, please reach out and support your local advocacy groups. You can go to NAMI.org and find maybe a local affiliate or your state chapter. Do what you can to help support. And Greg, I've valued our friendship over the years, and I really appreciate your insight on this, and I appreciate you spending a couple of minutes talking with us today.
Yeah, it's my privilege. Thank you for having this conversation, Luke.
Thanks, Greg. So this is Greg Hinch. He's the executive director of NAMI Texas. You can learn more about NAMI and all the other great mental health organizations working to help each one of us who are, like Greg said, many of us are experiencing some anxiety and depression and other feelings that we didn't know that existed there. And then those who are actually still living with symptoms, this is really amplifying sometimes the symptoms that they're experiencing. So whatever support we can give advocacy organizations, let's do what we can. Thanks again for joining us, and thank you, Greg, and we will talk again soon.